Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of Life Sooner style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight. Hi, this is Robin, regular diners here at the Transformation Cafe. We welcome you. We welcome you whether you're live with us tonight or by demand and checking us out after hours. We just thank you for checking out the cafe. And we have one of our regular diners, Mr. Jamie, tonight. Mr. Jamie, how are you?
Mr. Jamie, I'm doing pretty good, calling in from Seattle, Washington.
Seattle, Washington, and how is Seattle tonight?
Nice, very pleasant.
Very nice. Now, do we have a full moon tonight? I don't know if we do or not.
That was officially last night, and it was supposed to be a super moon, too.
Super? Really, again?
A super
moon,
right.
Last month, I think. Is that true? I don't know. It's always super to have a full moon, I think. Depending on who you are, you definitely get the sensitive to the whole super moon kind of thing like that. Yeah, I thought the last moon was supposed to be super. I don't know, something like that.
I'm not sure. I just thought I heard it was this time too, but.
Oh, okay. Well, I think they were saying this year we were going to have a couple, so that might be true just for the fact that it was close last time, and maybe with just the orbital level of where everything is at, it's still kind of in that same kind of pattern. That might be true. We need somebody who's better at planetary things like that. It's not my thing.
Right.
So Miss Gloria called a little while ago, one of our regular diners, and she's just got a really bad cold, and so we just want to send out our love and prayers for her to get better really super quick. And again, and also Miss Marvine, she was going to be coming on tonight too, and so it's just going to be you and me, man. I think we're just going to have our own little intimate table going on here tonight, but that's okay. That's very cool.
Table for two.
Table for two. Yeah, we'll just put away all these chairs. We'll just tell our waiter just to go ahead and take those chairs away. We don't need them. We don't need them tonight. So we'll get a little sangria going on here, and we just sit and have a conversation.
Right.
So is there
reading
anything in
mind.
The news that I know? We heard you and I hardly ever just sit here and talk. So that's kind of nice. Mm-hmm. Kind of nice. Usually,
what kind of news?
Are manipulating the conversation, and you just back there and just supporting us on the other side of the table. So we thank you for that.
I'm a good listener.
Interesting that you are a very good listener. You're a very good listener. And a dedicated listener, too. I was telling Gloria that tonight, I think you've only missed one show since we started back in 2010.
It could very well
true.
Be. And how many shows is that now?
I don't know. I don't want to think about that.
Well, you don't really, when you think about it, you haven't really missed having a show at all, you haven't missed that very, very much at all. And I think something else on Thursday, don't you? Didn't you start another show?
You know what? Miss Mary Electra and I were going to be doing a show called Goddess Wisdom. And that's
right.
Been kind of put on hiatus just for a little while. She's doing some developing of some different kinds of exciting stuff, and we decided to just kind of put that on hold for a couple more months.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
But thank you for asking about
something.
That. Yeah. Her and I are going to go to Las Vegas this weekend. We joined forces, and we're doing workshops where I'm talking about flowerful wisdom, and that's getting connected with just nature in a real fun way. You put a flower bouquet together, and through the languaging of flowers with its colors and shapes and Elizabethan language, I'll tell you what it says about you. And part of what Mary does is she is heals through sound, and she does this beautiful toning with her voice. And we're coming into the age of sound, so it's really interesting that we're kind of doing full circle, like, you know, first there was the word, and, you know, then creation happened. Well, you know, what was the word? The word was sounds. So we're coming back into that again and helping ourselves to just kind of evolve to the next new beautiful level. And she's out there toning and helping people to get better. She's had some amazing different circumstances lately where people have been sick and different issues that have come up, and she's come and just really come from a heart of, you know, with her voice and toned, and these people have gotten much, much better. So it's really amazing what she's learned to use with her voice and stuff like that. So it's just interesting how she's learned to have that as a part of her different healing tools that she does. She's also a very good massage therapist. So anybody in the Southern California area that's interested in having something like that, you can go ahead and call the shop, which is 951-689-2711. Again, that's 951-689-2711. And if you're interested in getting a session with Miss Mary Electra, you can go ahead and let me know and we can get you in contact with her. So that would be a wonderful thing. So tonight I was thinking we could talk about, I have been very enjoying the Intelligent Optimist magazine. And have you ever looked at that, Jamie?
I'm not familiar with that. With
yeah, it's called The Intelligent Optimist. I'm not sure how many issues they've had. My sister Amy Frost, she's been on before too. She's a facilitator for just different kinds of spiritual growth and transformational things that she does for helping people to come, especially in the workplace, to be doing what you love and finding ways of being balanced with moving past stresses and things like that.
That's
and being able
younger
to be in harmony
sister?
With the people. She's actually my older sister. She's
your
my
older
sister.
Judy's your younger sister.
Yeah, I got two older and I got two younger. So there you go. I'm
right
in the middle there. Yeah,
okay.
I've got four sisters. So that's quite the thing to have. Anyway, talk about stressors. Okay, no, anyway.
Oh.
I know.
Right.
But,
right in the middle.
So they have this, I am. I'm stack dab in the middle. Mm-hmm. So with the Intelligent Optimist, this is back in, I'm looking real quick to see. Oh, I don't know if they have a date on this one or not. It was before the 2000. It was before December 21st. I'm thinking it was probably a couple months before that, though. But they have a really neat article that's on neuro-linguistic programming. Have you ever heard of that? NPL? NLP? Sorry, NLP?
That's familiar.
Neuro-linguistic
that
programming. It's pretty cool because what it does is they're showing different kinds of examples with it. It basically shows you. This article starts out where these kids are in an auditorium, and it was a program of teaching kids how to be dealing with somebody who's trying to bully you. And they were talking, this guy did a cool thing. He was saying that, you know, we have two minds. We have the logical, analytical mind, and then we have the emotional mind where you learn to live with your emotions and the feelings and things like that. And he said your emotions and feelings are the part of you that can freak out easily. So he said he did this cool thing with a microphone where he made it where he could make it sound like you had a really low voice or really high voice. So he was talking to the kids about an example where they were having to deal with a bully, you know, and of course he used the low gravelly voice and says, you know, I want your lunch money, you know, that kind of thing. And so some of the kids were laughing, of course, because they could tell he was manipulating voice, but then he kicked it up and he sounded like a, you know, like a Smurf or something like that. It had a big high voice. So he said, you know, that's the thing that to realize is that, you know, we're the ones who can make up our own mind about how something's going to be. Because the biggest problem with a bully is what goes on in your head, not necessarily what's going on with the bully in front of you. So it's being able to learn how to look at those situations and to change them. And a lot of people say that it, you know, can it have to be a long process to have something like that where it changes. But there's another example, because he was talking about a guy who had a phobia about being able to go over bridges because when he was little, he had a bad experience or something like that. So he locked in, and so he's always had a problem when he's traveling going over bridges and he gets a real high anxiety even knowing that there's going to be a bridge coming kind of thing. So he said, well, you know, what's something that you like to do? And he says, well, I love roller coasters. And he says, well, every time you go over the bridge, imagine that, you know, you're going over, you know, part of that's just going on a roller coaster ride. So sure enough, the guy, you know, had a sign coming up saying he was going to be having to go on the bridge. And when he got up there, he just imagined that it was a roller coaster bridge instead of having it be just on the road. And after that, he never had a problem with it anymore. So it's just encouraging you to go to something that you have a good experience with as opposed to a bad experience. And because you can always have choices of what we focus on. So it's very, very interesting how the whole thing, how the thing got developed.
I would think that if you're intelligent, reasonably intelligent, that you could learn from your past experiences, and if you have bad ones, then learn not to do that. It's like, you know, burning your hand or something, you know, like you don't do that very often unless you actually, anyway, But
exactly. You're somebody who's really, you know, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, I hear what you're saying too. But sometimes people get stuck because he said depending on your belief patterns and what you do and you don't do. Because like it's just like family. You know, a family will say, well, we do this, but we don't do that. You know how that could be anything. You know, we eat rice, we don't eat potatoes. I mean, you know, it could be something as simple as that when it comes to just cultural preferences and things like that that kind of go on. But then, you move out of that and you go live on your own, and then you're thinking, well, I like potatoes. How come I never really ate potatoes? Well, I never did because my family didn't. So it's learning that you could be a different way, and sometimes you don't even really realize it until you're out and, you know, living with other people or just out in another kind of level of experiences, and all of a sudden you see people eating potatoes, and you're like, yeah, I never really liked potatoes. How come? You know, you try them and then realize, oh, yeah, they're good or whatever, you know. So it's a lot of it has to do with you don't even give yourself the opportunity to have the experience because it's nothing that's really been, you know, a part of your upbringing or a part of your culture, you know. So some of this has to do with that when it comes to levels of that. But he was saying that, you know, with some of these things, it's just, you know, making that choice, will I react or will I respond? And it's important to think of the fact that, you know, it's very important to come from a place of responding the way you want to. One of the things that, again, the reporter was talking about in the article was coming from that place of he's had all these new experiences because he's just started to be a writer for a magazine and he had to travel across the United States and all these different kinds of things. And so when he was doing this, he thought, well, how does this stuff really work? And when he was talking to this NLP guy that was a part of the article, he just said, well, think of some time in your life when you felt really empowered and happy. And he thought about when he learned how to ride a bike because his dad was there behind him and he's kind of helping him. And then he took off on his own and he would look back and his dad was just smiling as big as could be and proud of him because he was riding a bike all by himself. Right. So it's that freedom and the independence and the ability to be on your own and have that sense of exhilaration because you're riding a bike. I mean, that's pretty darn cool, especially if you've never done it before. So he said, and what he did was he pinched his earlobe when he did that. He was thinking about it, and he held that memory, and then he pinched his ear so there was, you know, there was pressure on his earlobe. It doesn't necessarily have to be pain-oriented, but just the fact that he would connect it to the body, because they found that when there's an emotion and you connect it back to the physical body.
Isn't there a spot there on your earlobe that's
there's all kinds of acupressure
points.
Yeah, acupressure points. Yeah, acupressure points. Just like pick a spot in your ear and then you you could rub your ear in that certain place and you'd be riding your bike again and you just have that exhilaration of seeing your dad smiling and being proud of you. So, you know, every time he had something like that come up about, you know, kind of the dread of like, oh, I got to do this new thing I haven't done before, he'd rub his ears and he'd be like, okay, let me do it. So it's an interesting concept. It's an interesting concept. And now I'm going to want to encourage the listeners, anybody who's out there, you know, there's lots of people that are counselors that do the NLP. And I would think, depending on, you know, whether they're psychotherapists or whatever they are, you know, depending on your counselor, they probably, it's pretty, you know, pretty common, I would think, to have different people who are able to help you walk through this stuff. What's cool is that this was originally came from Santa Cruz, California. With a local college in San, it was started in Santa Cruz back in the let me see, where's that?
60s.
I was like looking at the, I think it was actually the 70s. Let me think. I know, but that's
okay. That
cool.
Makes more sense, right?
Yeah, I think it was in the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
But that was really neat. That you know, us Californians, man. I don't know. I just don't want to tune her home. But you know what? Sometimes we just figure these things out. So that's pretty cool. It was in the 70s.
You know,
the University of California
unto itself is like a little country by itself. If you really think about it.
I've heard it said that we're like the sixth largest.
Like the seventh,
yeah.
Sixth or seventh largest
or
nation
seventh.
In the world. Right.
Yeah, and I would wonder how the size on that, because I know we keep having these small countries show up, you know, that goes. But back, you know, I think within about 5 years, they were saying we were like the sixth largest, if we were our own,
right.
You know, separate entity, the sixth largest, you know, country in the world.
Right.
That's kind of amazing. And we have Disneyland.
That is amazing.
So, you know, I think it's because we have Disneyland. I don't know. I'm just maybe partial about that.
Although I talked to my cousin lately, and he said that it's getting more and more expensive to go. And he said, like, a ticket in was almost like $98.
Yeah,
and
it's about $100
now. They like to cater to not the locals, but tourists.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Well, they have they have their annual passes for people who live in California, like especially people in Southern California, and those prices have gone up as well. Yeah. So everything has just kind of been, you know, slowly kind of inching their way up. And they were smart a few years ago because they basically made it, you could do a monthly payment plan. So you pay like about maybe $20-25 a month and you get to go to Disneyland. But, you know, add that up over a year and that's a pretty good chunk of change. It's about, you know, almost $300-$350. Some people pay, depending on when you, the different kinds of passes, they have one that's like unlimited and you can go every day of the year if you want. And I think that one's almost $450, almost $500, you know.
I know.
But think about it. I mean, some people just love to go all the time, and $500, instead of going on, like, vacations, you can just go there and take a break, you know, two or three times a month if you really like it. You know, you could always go. And it's a very different experience because I've had an annual pass for a couple of years. And
really?
It's a very different experience. Yeah, it's a very different experience. Well, it's something I wanted for my birthday one year. So I just said, that's what I want. And it's basically, it was for birthday and Christmas and stuff like that. Because my whole thing is, I don't really need stuff anymore. I wanted to have the experience of being able to go and spend time with people.
Right.
Because you're sitting,
how much more stuff
you
need?
Yeah, you're standing. Well, and that's how I look at it. You know, we're standing in line and we get to go watch the different shows. And just, you know, you get to sit and relax and watch people. You know,
now,
so,
does anybody really go to Knott's Berry Farm anymore?
You know, I think it's, well, you know, I haven't gone since my kids were, you know, since my kids have been, like, you know, young adults. We just don't go there. Because it's kind of like it's turned into a Six Flags.
Oh, really?
Six Flags is very much, yeah. It's very much more knuckle rides and for, yeah, and like for, you know, more teenagers, young adults, you know, stuff like that, where they want to go and do more thrill rides. Some of these thrill rides they have there are just, they have one that they have this, it's like steel that's very flexible. And the roller coaster cars actually go up over this thing, and when it goes over, it kind of sways.
Oh, boy.
So you're moving, while it's going over. And if you're going over the top of this thing instead of underneath, you're going over the top of it. And I look at that and go, I'm never going
You go to Las Vegas.
Huh?
Right, in Texas somewhere, right. But she was kind of real short, and
Texas.
I think it was one of those strange kind of weird.
Well, that's always the way it is.
Well, whatever, you know, I mean, but she still fell out, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, well, and, you know, it sounds kind of strange, but, you know, she definitely was enjoying herself and doing something she wanted to do, you know?
Well,
that's kind of how I look at it.
Right, I mean, there it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, thank God, you know, because, I mean, can you imagine surviving something like that?
Well,
you know,
I don't know. Could
have been paralyzed or, you know,
right.
had, you know, all kinds of horrible things could have come from that. You know, if I think I would rather pass away than be paralyzed the rest of my life and be a burden to people.
Right,
I wouldn't want
that.
You know, so.
Honestly,
this
conversation turned
really
strange
considering we're talking about positive thoughts and things.
Right.
Anyway.
I didn't mean to change the subject, so go ahead.
No, that's fine, because, you know, I could talk about amusement parks. That's fine.
So do you go to Vegas often then, I mean, conference-wise?
Well, you know, now that I've become a teacher, I was there a month and a half ago, so now I'm going back because I've got new programs and stuff like that there. We're actually going to be doing, there's a really neat organization in Las Vegas. It's called Music for Life. You go to musicforlife.com. And Judith Pinkerton, her story is amazing. She was a professional, well, she is. She's a professional violinist. She's performed with all different kinds of artists. She's Celine Dion and just all these different people. The majority of her adult life, you know, she was a world-class violinist. And her husband got cancer. And so they started experimenting with different things for pain relief and things like that, and found that she would play different kinds of music for him. You know, she would play for him personally, or she'd have different music and stuff. And he was finding that he didn't need to have painkillers because he was using music instead to help him heal. So, you know, he had gone and done some different therapies and stuff like that and ended up doing a full recovery and never really having to use any painkillers.
Hmm.
It was
just
through music and all that. Yeah, it's very, very amazing. So she has an organization now called musicforlife.com, and it's music, the number 4, and then life.com. And she has a health spa that's based in music. So you go there, and she has a special room where, you know, it's a recliner, and you put headphones on, and you get to listen to the
dolphins
and things like that.
Must be a lot of relaxation and ease.
Well, you know what? It's different depending on, you know, what they have going on, because one room's like dolphins and like ocean water, and you get to relax and listen to that. Another room, she's got guys who play classical guitar, and they talk about different kinds of things, all kinds of guitar music. There's a big, huge room that's a drumming room where people go in to have drummings. So actually this weekend, this guy named Arthur Hull, he's a renowned teacher for sacred drum, and he's getting ready to retire, and this weekend is going to be one of the last weekends he's going to be teaching pretty much professionally. So it costs like $250 for the weekend. It's a really good deal because it's like half price, and he's going to be, anybody who wants to come, basically you get certified and being a facilitator for drum sessions, for drumming circles and things like that. And they're finding that the drumming is very interesting, and it's very healing, and the camaraderie and the rhythm that comes into the room is it's its own kind of therapy. What people can get from drumming is very, very amazing, because it's you know, you after a while you start having, there's always a backbeat that's basically the heartbeat, you know, the physical body's heartbeat. So you've got that kind of a bump, 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 bump kind of with the heart, and then other little rhythms and stuff like that.
They just had a powwow up here in the park next to where I live, and coming home one night, I could hear the drumming, and it must have been about 2 miles away.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I heard that was really, and this is kind of related but not related. They have all these neat things that they're doing now. I'm trying to remember the name of the show, but it's got William Shatner's the host of it. And I think it's
Weird
on
or
Discovery
What?
Or, Weird or
I
What
think it's
or something
called Weird
like that.
Or What, yeah.
Weird or What, yeah. And he has this thing on tonight about one of the little segments was talking about elephants can make this really low hum that's actually more located in like their belly area of their body. They'll you know how like can do it instead of like in their throat, it vibrates into their like stomach area. And it's so low that it's below the ear, you know, before lower than what we can hear. And it travels like 2 or 3 miles. And so the other elephants that are like in that area of like, you know, out in the, you know, safari or something like that, they feel that rhythm in their, they feel that rhythm in their feet, in their, you know, in their, I guess it's feet. Yeah, feet. So isn't that amazing that they would communicate that way? It was really, really amazing. So I was, but I thought, well, yeah, why wouldn't they do that? You know what I mean? We just don't, there's so much about animals that we don't know, and we take so much for granted that we think we figured them all out, but there's just so much that we don't know. One of the other segments on that show was about, remember back in 2010, we talked about it on the radio show before, they had that octopus that was predicting which, was in the soccer finals.
Well, the
he was predicting,
World
depending
Cup.
On which block, yeah, the, what the World Cup,
right.
He was predicting which team was going to win, and he was 8 for 8.
Right. Right.
So they, you know, and what was interesting about 3 or 4 months later, he died.
Right.
Yeah.
I forget his name, too.
I don't remember his name either.
He was so famous.
He was in England, right? Wasn't it in England?
Right.
Yeah.
He was predicting, yeah, it was during the World Cup, and they always
during the World Cup.
So
they now they have it, they showed a thing with him, with they have a, a golden kind of model. They had him cremated, and they have his ashes there.
Oh.
And
wow.
Then they made this world. They have this like it's like a statue of like the world, and it's all the different flags of the world, like on this globe. And then they have like another octopus on top of it, talking about how he was this you know marvelous octopus who figured these things out. So they were debating, they were like, was he intuitive, was it just a random thing that just kind of worked itself out? And he said they were all, you know, going through a lot of different you know, things trying to figure it out. Because apparently octopuses are pretty smart.
Well, they are smart. They're very smart.
Yeah, considering their body size and what they have, because really they don't have much besides their legs, you know, when it comes to just their full body.
You know, I wouldn't mess with an octopus if it was a good-sized one, that's for sure.
No, I don't think anybody. Well, if you've seen 20 Leagues Under the Sea, there's no way you're going to even bother an octopus, okay? I still have childhood memories of that, you know, that I need to, I need to do some NLP on that and just, like, you know, make sure that I'm, you know, doing something positive on that, you know. Okay, think of, like, when I've been on the, you know, the playground and I got myself out of the jungle gym or something. Yeah, okay, you know. There you go. just finding wonderful ways that we can keep ourselves positive. So, you know, for the
how is how is the shop doing? Your flower shop there.
Doing,
I mean, you keep them busy, I bet, right?
Yeah, Riverside, California. So anybody
right.
needs flowers anywhere in the world, we can take care of that for you. And again, that
right.
number that I gave you for Miss Mary Electric, this is the 951-689-2711. Or go to flowers, the number 4-letter-U.com. You want to go ahead and order online? I'm just a running commercial tonight.
Well, you got to, you know, that's what you got to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, what is your wonderful company that you have?
I'm a tattoo artist. I have a shop here in Seattle, Washington. It's called Chrome Home Tattoo. Phone number is 206-325-9482. And I do tattoos. I've been doing tattoos about 27 years. And, again, I like to think I help people with their psychic armor.
That's right, with their psychic armor. There we go. We've got a little bit of stuff on there. So, and Jamie is just a marvelous artist. So anything and everything you possibly could think of, he could put that together for you and just make it something proud to be wearing and showing to others. So that's all good.
Let's just say I'll do my best and try to make everybody happy. It's kind of impossible.
Yeah,
but that's
you know what? And just like me, you just do your best and you just make it to where, you know, you're proud of what you do and you love what you do and it shows. It shows because
right.
of the kind of work and thing you were doing. So, well, like normal, we're down to the last minute here. So thank you, Mr. Jamie, for joining me tonight. And as always,
well,
we always welcome
all of
our... I'm
glad I could jump right in there.
You did. Well, thank you so much. So everybody, have a great night, and we'll see you next time here at the cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special. And we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.